Ever since I started juggling what basically feels like two full-time jobs, real estate and podcasting, I have to say that my mornings have completely changed. I need rituals that actually support my brain instead of drain it. So I finally tried something new in my morning ritual and I am in love. I'm obsessed. It's called Everyday Dose. And it is coffee with benefits. So I had to bring this to you because I, as you know, love coffee, but I have no intention to replace it. So I still want my delicious coffee that I love, but enhance it with really powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics. And the nootropics help my brain feel, honestly, I believe, clearer and calmer and way more focused. And so picture the same cozy morning coffee moment, but with clean, sustained energy, no crash, no jitters, which for me is everything. And it takes 30 seconds. You mix, sip, done. My brain and my gut have not been happier with a coffee routine in a long time. So Everyday Dose combines high quality coffee with functional mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you that clean, steady energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee. It's just coffee. Plus benefits. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, free peppermint mocha creamer plus for the holidays, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. That's not coincidence, right? Your nervous system doesn't always process things when it's overwhelmed. It may process things when it feels safe enough to finally do so. So if things from your early 20s, mid-20s, or even early 30s are coming up now, I'm in my mid-30s now, it's not because you're reopening wounds. It's because your system trusts you. It does. So here's the shift that's helped me the most, and maybe it'll help you too. Instead of asking, why am I still affected by this? This happened 7-8 years ago. This happened a decade ago. Instead, maybe ask, what state was my nervous system in back then? Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And today's Magic Monday is a gentle one, also a deep one, I'd say. I want to talk about something that comes up for us a lot, quietly though, but it comes up a lot, you know, usually when life slows down just enough for our thoughts to catch up. Like now, like the holidays, right? Looking back, not necessarily at childhood, though that does get talked about a lot, and I do like to work with healing my inner child. I also think about my young adult life in my 20s and those in-between years where you were technically a grown-up, but your nervous system was still learning how to be safe in adult spaces or in the world. And something interesting happens as we get older. We obviously gain perspective, right? And we gain language and we gain boundaries. And then suddenly certain memories, they just don't feel the same way that they used to. They don't always show up as stories, right? They show up as sensations. For me, when I look back at certain periods of my early 20s, I just remember being in environments that were stimulating and exciting, but also intense. Some form of high pressure, maybe high visibility, or just rooms full of energy, big personalities, long days, constant momentum, right? And a lot of, this is a great, exciting time for us type of energy. And it was exciting and it was formative, but it was also a lot for a nervous system that was still learning how to regulate itself in adult worlds. And what's interesting is that when I think back on that time now, I don't always remember it as a story with a clear beginning and end. I just remember it as sensations, like a tight chest or a sense of needing to be on, and a hyper awareness of how I was being perceived, feeling of pushing through instead of checking in, just making it through. That's not memory the way we usually think of it, right? That's the nervous system remembering. And so here's something that really changed the way I relate to my past. So your nervous system does not organize experiences by age or logic or success. It organizes them by impact. So it doesn't care if something looked impressive on paper, and it doesn't care if other people thought you were lucky or thriving, and it also doesn't care if you were smiling through it. It only cares about one thing. Did this feel safe and sustainable for me at the time? And in young adulthood, many of us were navigating adult worlds with nervous systems that were still developing. We were learning how to regulate in high stimulus environments, or how to read power dynamics, how to advocate for ourselves, how to say no without guilt, and also how to recognize when excitement tips into overwhelm. So a lot of us were praised for being adaptable or resilient, maybe even easygoing. And sometimes that meant we learned to override our own signals, and not because we were weak, but because we were capable. So when memories from that era surface now, even years later, it doesn't mean that you're stuck or behind. It honestly just usually means your nervous system is saying, I have more capacity now, so I can look at this differently now, if you want to work this out of your body. And so this part is just really important, because there's a difference between remembering something and re-experiencing it. Remembering is reflective. Re-experiencing is physiological. You know how we're always told our health starts in the gut? Well, for women, so much actually starts with our hormones. And when your hormone levels aren't where they should be, you feel it everywhere. Your energy, your mood, the way your digestion feels, your clarity, and even how your body manages weight. So as we head into the new year, imagine giving your body a reset, supporting it in maintaining optimal hormone levels with something that blends the power of herbal, nature-inspired ingredients and real science. There's a formula called Hormone Harmony that honestly caught my attention because it bridges both worlds beautifully. It was created by an award-winning German nutrition scientist, and it combines 12 powerful adaptogens into one herbal plant-based capsule. Every ingredient is chosen because it's supported by scientific evidence and has been studied across different ages and hormone profiles. So it's not just a herbal vibe, it's genuinely science-backed nature. My favorite combination. This is a company that has a strict zero compromise policy. No GMOs, no artificial fillers or flavors, just herbal, science-supported ingredients in clinically tested amounts. That's why so many women feel like their bodies respond well to it. What makes Hormone Harmony stand out is how it supports multiple hormone pathways at the same time, creating this ripple effect through the body and mind, supporting mood, energy, comfort, and easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. And the social proof is wild. There are over 50,000 reviews from women around the world, and 98% say they'd recommend it to someone they love. That says everything. So this holiday season, give yourself or the women in your life the gift of wellness. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off today. All right, romanticy lovers, you're going to want to listen to this, because the epic conclusion to the viral Book Talk romanticy series is finally here. Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick. And this finale absolutely delivers. I picked it up over the weekend and was completely pulled into the chaos. It moves fast and hits hard emotionally, especially as the heroine navigates her anxiety and depression, and in such a real real way, real and grounded way. And if you love fae and dragons, vampires, witches, shifters, and the children of gods, plus that Crescent City style blend of magic and modern technology, then this world will be your next obsession. It feels like ours with smartphones and cars, but woven with everyday wild magic. And so this is book 4 of the Legacy series. So it's not the place to start, but all 4 books are on sale now, and the full set makes an amazing gift for anyone who devours book talk romanticy favorites, deep world building, and tropes like fated mates, morally gray characters, meddling gods, and high emotional stakes. You can find Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. If you think about a time in your past and suddenly notice your jaw clench, your breath shorten, your chest tighten, stomach dropping, that's not you being dramatic or ruminating or failing to move on. That's your nervous system lighting up a memory that was never fully processed in a regulated state. Which is nice to revisit them now in a more regulated state. So back then you might not have had the space or the language or the safety to slow down and feel what was happening in your body. So your system probably held on to it and might even still be holding on to it, not to punish you, but to protect you, right? And so something else I've noticed is that, and maybe you have too, is that these memories often surface later. Not right after they happen. Sometimes right after they happen, we just try to shove them away, but they might resurface later. And they come up when life is quieter, when you're safer and you're more grounded, maybe not in survival mode like you used to be. And when you finally have a little space to feel. And that's not coincidence, right? Your nervous system doesn't always process things when it's overwhelmed. It may process things when it feels safe enough to finally do so. So if things from your early 20s, mid 20s, or even early 30s are coming up now, I'm in my mid 30s now, it's not because you're reopening wounds. It's because your system trusts you. It does. So here's the shift that's helped me the most, and maybe it'll help you too. Instead of asking, why am I still affected by this? This had happened 7-8 years ago. This happened a decade ago. Instead, maybe ask, what state was my nervous system in back then? Was I constantly alert? Was I trying to perform? Was I always scanning the room or anticipating expectations, pushing past discomfort because I thought that's what growth required? Often when I ask that question, the answer is obvious and compassionate. So when a memory from young adulthood comes up, here's how to walk yourself through it without spiraling. Anchor in the present first, of course, before you go anywhere mentally. Orient your body to now. Notice where you are. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel the surface supporting your body. This tells your nervous system that this is reflection, not danger. And let the body speak before the story. You don't need to replay conversations or scenes in your mind. Instead, notice what shows up physically. Tightness, heaviness, warmth, pressure. Sensations move faster than thoughts, and they resolve faster when they're noticed without judgment. Offer regulation, not analysis, so this isn't the moment to dissect your past self. This is the moment to signal safety to your current one. Soften your jaw. Drop your shoulders. Slow your exhale. You're not trying to fix anything. You're letting your body know it's not there anymore. You're offering regulation, not analysis. And then acknowledge growth quietly. No affirmations required. Just honest awareness. You can say to yourself, I see more now than I did then, or I have more tools now, or I would move differently now. And that recognition alone helps your nervous system update the memory. And a reframe that changes everything I'd say that I want you to sit with today is, Healing is not about rewiring or rewriting the past. It's not about judging who you were or proving you've evolved. Sometimes healing is simply just realizing I was doing the best I could with the nervous system I had at the time. It's kind of like when people say, I was doing the best I could with the tools I had, or they're doing the best they could with the tools they had. You can also say to yourself, I was doing the best I could with the nervous system I had at the time, and letting that be enough. You don't need closure with every chapter. You don't need to confront every memory. Sometimes integration looks like allowing your body to feel what it couldn't safely feel back then and letting it pass. I want to walk you through a short nervous system reset, and you can do this sitting or lying down or wherever you are. Take a slow inhale through your nose and even slower exhale through your mouth. Again, inhale. And exhale longer than the inhale. Let your shoulders soften, unclench your jaw, relax your tongue from the roof of your mouth. Notice one thing you can feel beneath you. A chair, a bed, the floor. Gently remind your body, I'm here now. I'm safe now. This is the present. If a memory is floating nearby, you don't need to push it away. Just notice it from a distance without stepping into it. One more slow breath in and a long breath out. Something I've noticed over time is that it's not always people that wake the nervous system up. It might be a place, you know, a room or a setting or an environment with a specific kind of energy. And there are spaces where the body immediately feels alert. Not in a dramatic way always, but I mean, it could also be a subtle one, but the breath may shorten, your shoulders may lift, the nervous system quietly shifts into watch mode, right? And what's interesting is that the mind might think, okay, yeah, this is fine. Nothing's happening, right? But the body is already responding to it. And that's because the nervous system doesn't just remember events, it also remembers conditions. So certain environments carry familiar patterns. It could be an unspoken hierarchy or performance expectations or being observed or evaluated or maybe needing to read the room or maybe needing to adapt quickly. And so if your body learned how to navigate those conditions earlier in life, whether in childhood or young adulthood, it will recognize them instantly later on. So even if the people are different, or even if the stakes are lower now, the body recognizes the setup. And this is why you can walk into a space and suddenly feel disoriented or just slightly off without knowing why. And it's not intuition telling you something bad is about to happen. It's memory responding to familiarity. Your nervous system is saying, I know this terrain. And I think this matters because a lot of us blame ourselves when this happens. Like, we tell ourselves that maybe we're being sensitive, or we're just overthinking, or we just have social anxiety, we're socially anxious. But sensitivity isn't the issue. Your body is responding to pattern, not danger. And once you understand that, something really important shifts. Instead of asking, what's wrong with me? You ask instead, what does this environment ask my nervous system? Is it asking you to perform or to stay alert or to constantly adjust yourself to fit? Those are not neutral conditions, and your body is allowed to have a response to them. The relief for me came when I stopped trying to override those reactions and started orienting myself in the present and reminding my body that I'm not in that chapter anymore. I have more choice now. I can leave if I need to as well, and that awareness alone can soften the reaction. So if certain rooms or workplaces or social environments still wake something up in you, it doesn't mean you haven't healed. It means your nervous system remembers how to survive there. And now you get to decide whether it still needs to. Also, maybe your perspective of reality, sometimes you need to have more compassion for where you might have been. Like, I'll give a quick example for myself. I just also want to name this because I think this is something that I didn't fully understand at the time. And I think a lot of us, when we think of our young adulthood, there could have been something that we were doing in our lifestyle that might have skewed our perception, right? So there was a period in my life where I was pretty undernourished and I didn't realize it at the time. I wasn't eating enough to support what I was asking of my body and my nervous system. And when I look back now, it just makes so much sense why I felt so disoriented and foggy and not only detached from myself, but honestly, reality. That wasn't a character flaw. It also wasn't a lack of resilience or wasn't being weak or incapable. The body truly was doing its best without enough resources. And so I think it's important to say that out loud because whether for you it was something you were going through with food or something else, we've all had something in our life that might have skewed our perception at the time. And so because so many of us judge our past selves without accounting for the conditions we were living in, we forget that clarity, regulation, and groundedness are not just mindsets. They're biological and they require nourishment or they require rest. They require support. Some people, maybe you weren't sleeping enough and so that skewed your perception a bit. And so your nervous system was reacting to that. So when I hold that version of myself now, there's a lot more compassion and understanding there. Not pity understanding, but my body was asking for care and I didn't yet know how to give it what it needed because I thought I was doing just fine. So seeing that clearly now has softened me so much, especially when I look back at her, and allowed me to replace self-criticism with context. And context changes everything. And also for people in my life that I might have felt wronged by, let's say, I now have compassion for them for maybe their dysregulated nervous system at the time. Because we were all doing our best with the nervous systems we had and with the tools we had, right? So as I sit with all of this, the thing that feels most important to say is this, is that nothing about your reactions is random. If certain environments still wake something up in you, it doesn't mean you're broken. It just means your nervous system learned how to keep you safe in very specific conditions. And that learning was intelligent and it was adaptive and it got you through. But also here's the part that brings relief. Just because your body learned something once doesn't mean it has to keep carrying it forever. So what changes things isn't forcing yourself to get over it. No, it's understanding the context. So understanding the age you were, the resources you did or you didn't have, the environments that you were navigating, or the patterns that your nervous system recognized long before your mind could make sense of them. And when you see it clearly, then the shame softens. And when the shame softens, the body can finally exhale and allow that long, long, long exhale. We all love. I think a lot of healing is also really just updating the body and letting it know that I'm not in that place anymore. I'm not there anymore. I have more choice now. I'm more aware now. I can leave. I don't have to perform to belong. And just reminding yourself all this information matters, and it's how the nervous system learns that the present is different from the past. So if you find yourself reacting to a room or a workplace or a social dynamic or an environment that feels familiar in your body, then pause. Not to analyze it and not to judge it, just to orient yourself. Feel your feet. Notice where you are. Remind your body of now. The moment of presence is often enough to loosen the grip of an old memory. You don't need to relive the past to release it. You just need to meet it from a place of safety and understanding and really self-trust. That's not regression, that's integration. And so go slow with yourself. Honor what your nervous system learned and trust that you're allowed to choose differently now because you're not late, you're not behind. You're responding intelligently to your own history, and that is its own kind of magic. Anyway, with all that being said, thank you so much for tuning in. Feel free to connect with me on Substack or Instagram at Raquel Mantra, RaquelMantra. Before I go, I also want to say this, that season 2 has been so fun for me, playing with themed weeks like Magic Monday and Witchy Wednesday and Freaky Fridays, and just letting the show have a rhythm again. And episode 50 will be coming up next Monday. And since that will be the last episode of 2025, I have a feeling that this chapter is complete, that this was a season 2 wrap up. This feels like a perfect completion. And that season 3, I don't have it fully decided yet, but I'm meditating on it to see what's next. I think I want something entirely new. But I do know this, is that I'm being called to do fewer episodes again, more intention, likely just more quality episodes, because I'd rather bring depth and care than quantity. So quality over quantity always. So for now, I'll see you for the last Witchy Wednesday on Wednesday, and thank you so much for listening, and thank you for your magic.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.